The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Trees were ripped from the ground and hundreds of homes are still without power after wild weather swept across Perth overnight. Joining me now is the Chief Superintendent for Metropolitan Operations at DFES, Stuart Wade. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
And so, how wild was the weather last night and which suburbs were the worst hit?
So, from within 24 hours across the metropolitan area, we had 94 requests for assistance and 100 requests in total across the state. So fantastic job from the State Emergency Service and also supported by the Fire and Rescue Service as well.
Yeah, well, you always do such great work. There's no doubt about that. And what was the nature of the majority of the calls?
They were reasonably low level. We had some widespread damage across the areas recorded from Toorox down to Halls Head in the metropolitan area, but most jobs were a reasonably small amount of damage. We did have some damage through Innaloo and Scarborough, with some people's roofs were affected.
Mm. It was described as a twice-a-year storm, but it feels like this winter we've had more than two of these storms this year. How has it been for DFES and the SES dealing with all of this stuff?
Well, certainly SES have had a very busy couple of days, but also in the previous weeks with the search efforts that they've done. So fantastic effort from the volunteers there. The storm has, over the last winter, there's been a number of storms, and we thank the people of Perth and Western Australia to make sure they've been prepared, ready for those storms, which has certainly decreased the amount of damage. And a reminder for those people, as we move forwards again, that especially with the cyclones, potential for summer, to have that emergency kit, have that radio, torch, spare batteries and a first aid kit, and prepare for any emergency in that time that we can prior to the event happening.
I'll talk to you about the cyclone season in a minute, but as far as houses without power from the storms yesterday, how many of those are still facing power outages?
We believe that's above 900, but that's Western Power will be able to give you that exact details.
Mm. You mentioned the cyclone season. We spoke to the Bureau of Meteorology recently, and they talked about it being potentially an earlier and a more intense cyclone season. What does the SES do to prepare for something like that?
Well, certainly with regard to their training arrangements and their stocking up with regard to equipment that we provide support for, and also, I think it's important that we remind the community to make sure that they're aware of what they can do in preparing for those emergencies, not just relying on a response, but the more preparation we can do in cleaning up around your home, cleaning the debris, tying down loose items, cleaning gutters, trimming those overhead tree branches, that will all assist. And we don't call on the volunteers' valuable time as much as we can.
Mm. And talking about cleaning up, there's a wee bit of cleaning up happening around the state after this most recent storm. What's your advice to people if they're dealing with fallen trees, power lines, that sort of stuff?
Well, the primary advice is to keep safe. And if there's a requirement for those branches and trees that are impacting the property, and that's directly on the property, then they ought to call the 132500 number. If it's a life-threatening situation, it's called 000.
Mm. Chief Superintendent for Metropolitan Operations at DFES, Stuart Wade, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Pleasure.